Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 8 on this 24th day of November, and I guess I'm in a little bit of trouble because today is Kim's first day back, and I did not come bearing gifts. However, Trisha Everding did bring in a flower and cinnamon rolls for you this morning.
She makes us look bad.
I guess I'm
you
on
guys,
the list.
Step it up. Come on.
Sorry about that.
It's in the mail, right?
Yeah, it's in the mail. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, maybe it's okay. A dinosaur
too. Oh, an authentic one from Facebook that Mark bought?
Here we go again. They're still giving me grief over that. I go on being a good grandpa. My kid's into dinosaurs, my grandson. I go buy him a legitimate, authentic dinosaur tooth for Christmas last year, and they're acting like I got ripped off.
As long as he liked it, you did not.
Yeah, it had a letter of authenticity with it.
Hey, ChatGPT, can you type up a letter of authenticity for this fake dinosaur tooth that I found on Facebook Marketplace?
It's not fake.
Not Marketplace, just Facebook from Scabby Joe, who probably found a rock and like chiseled it out in the alley.
Yeah. Chat probably could do that for you.
Thanks, this is why Chat. You did not get a present.
Thanks, Chat.
Came back, yeah, firing right at Mark out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm sorry, Kim, but I will certainly try to make up for that tomorrow.
No need to. I'm glad to be back. Thank you guys for filling in to Dan, to Scott, to Trisha, to you guys. I know you guys had to wear more hats while I was gone so I could have time with my family over these last 3 months, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, somebody on here said, we'd love to hear the story of the birth of Hudson, and I'm like, well, you missed it because you did call in not too long after it happened and told us about all the excitement,
I think 3 days after I had Hudson.
You did.
I set my alarm. And I called in. But yeah, the Cliff Notes version of that is I was planning a home birth, and it would have been a home birth had I planned it or not. Because
anyway,
he came so fast. I woke
yes.
up and my body started pushing.
Yep.
And I had him in my bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's what happened.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
At least it wasn't like drawn out. I'm thinking as a guy, I'm thinking
45
well,
minutes.
Fast.
I was texting you two. I was actually trying to call Trisha to tell her I couldn't come in. She already knew, I guess. And
yes.
I don't know what I would have not been able to talk. And then I'm texting you guys. Do you know, in between pushing, literally, I'm trying to put my contacts in between pushing, texting you guys. Do you realize I'm not coming in today? I'm in labor.
Why did you need your contacts then if you were in labor?
I felt the need to have them in and not have my glasses
all right,
on.
Like
I don't know. I wasn't
anything,
really
right?
in the right state of mind, Mark. And so I was doing some, yeah.
In case there's pictures.
Yeah, there are pictures.
There are.
Oh, women
boy.
Know that. Women will get their nails done. They'll do full-blown makeup. I think I put under eye concealer on because I don't want to look like a raccoon after I just had my son. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Women listening right now can attest to this.
Hey, I'm not arguing with
women
you.
Women pull their hair. I'm not saying I could have done that when I was having an unmedicated birth, but
I've seen the pictures that look like beauty shots.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying
afterwards.
I looked like that. Oh, I looked like I just had a kid, but you know, it was thankfully a quick pushing phase.
Congratulations, and
Thank
we're
you.
Glad that Easton and Hudson are both doing well. Is
They're
Easton
great.
A good big brother?
He is great.
Good.
Yeah. We're getting a little three-nager. He's about to be three in February. You know, he's got a little personality. I mean, he's adorable, so sweet, but
that's good. Not the terrible twos.
I heard three is harder.
Terrible threes.
Yeah, I heard that's the case.
Yeah, can be a little challenging. Pushing back on authority a little bit for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to our friend Tom Ackerman, Camo X sports director here in studio, and talk a little bit more about Mizzou's prospects now that they lost to Oklahoma, and what kind of bowl bid that they're going to be looking at here. Maybe if there's any more talk now of Coach Drink moving on, going somewhere else, I don't know. We'll talk to him about that and maybe his thoughts on Bo Prabula in the performance in that game. I don't know. I'm kind of with Kim. At some point, I was thinking, well, if this isn't working, why aren't we doing something different? Like, and then they started to march down the field when that last drive, and I'm like, why weren't we doing this all along? I always wonder about that. So we'll talk to Tom Ackerman about that for you coming up before too long. Just a quick reminder, the Mark Reardon Show is going to be live this afternoon out at Helen Fitzgerald's down there near Lindbergh and Watson, near the new Bass Pro Shop. Or is it a Cabela's? It's Cabela's or Bass Pro that's down? I think it's Bass Pro. And anyway, they're doing the weigh-in today for Guns N' Hoses. We're the official station of Guns N' Hoses, official radio station. You'll be able to listen to it here Wednesday night starting at 6:30. But, of course, they get together and have a little party down there at Helen Fitzgerald's, and all the fighters show up, and they officially weigh in, and I'm going to be there. And Mark Reardon's show is going to be live, so I'll get to see Sue Thomas in person today, which is always a bonus. And, I mean, forget Fred and Mark and all the rest of them, but I'll get to see Sue. And I think the weigh-in starts at 4:00. But the Reardon Show is there from 3 to 6, so stop by and say hello to everyone. I'm sure they'd love to see you today. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Do you still plan to deploy the National Guard to New York City?
If they need it. Right now, other places need it more.
Yeah, no kidding. You had a meeting with Kami Mamdani. Are you going to still send troops to New York City? And he's like, well, if they need it. Right now, some other places need it more. But you never know once you get a communist in office who wants to defund the police department.
We must convict. We must impeach. We must have him removed. And we want him removed to make him an example for any future authoritarian.
Unbelievable. Once again, kids, more evidence you too, despite failing grades, can get elected to Congress. Al Green calling for impeachment against potentially the most successful president we've had in my lifetime.
I mean, the National Assessment of Educational Progress in 2024 said that in the area of math, 12th graders scored at or above proficient level at a rate of 22%. That's unbelievable. I mean, it's a clear and present danger to the United States.
It is. Dan Henninger there is absolutely a columnist. He's writing about, you know, how badly things have gone in the United States since the Department of Education was founded back in, 1980 under Jimmy Carter? And it's just gone downhill from them. And you know what it gets back to? The unions, the NEA. He draws that point so beautifully in this piece. Oh, I'm supposed to play something here. Hang on just a minute. Ethan didn't warn me, even though I filled out the sheet. Hang on.
They not only showed up and filled their shifts while the government shutdown was ongoing, many of them took on extra shifts and covered responsibilities for individuals who didn't come to work.
Yes, they did. Christy Noem there on giving $10,000 bonuses to these TSA agents who showed up for work anyway and manned their stations, some of them working extra shifts because of what was going on. And I love the fact that they did that. And maybe every government. I know the president talked about it with other government agencies, But we know for sure TSA is going to do it because Kristi Noem told us that yesterday.
I was wondering what percentage of the TSA agents actually showed up and worked during that time period. It hasn't been released, the exact number. However, it does say that more than 270 TSA officers, specifically at Boston's Logan Airport, received bonuses for their perfect attendance during that 43-day shutdown. That's a lot of people.
How many?
Just at Boston Airport.
One.
It says 270 who had perfect attendance.
Wow. Good. That makes me feel good that they showed up despite obviously it affected flights across the country. We got that back just in time. This was an unnecessary blow to the economy. Can we just say that? I mean, there was really no reason for what they did, and they may shut it down again. And go ahead and play cut 13. This is Scott Bessent on what should happen if the Democrats plan to shut down the government again. Go to 13.
And has enough votes to get rid of the filibuster.
Well, we will see come January 30th, because that's the point of my editorial, is to put the Senate on notice that the Democrats kept the government shut down, and Ezra Klein in the New York Times took the mask off. He said this wasn't about health care. This was about stopping totalitarianism. The Democrats haven't been able to stop President Trump in the courts. They haven't been able to stop him in the media. So they had to harm the American people, 1.5% hit to GDP, $11 billion permanent hit. They don't care. So I believe that Senate Democrats, Senate Democrats close the government again, that Senate Republicans should immediately abrogate the filibuster. You should ask Senator Klobuchar whether she will adhere to the filibuster and whether she will close the government again.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Okay, this might be an unpopular opinion. The 43-day shutdown, which obviously happened when I was on leave, that wasn't great, okay? And I think the Democrats are at fault for that. However, the whole filibuster thing, you know, the Democrats tried to do that, right? Get rid of the filibuster. And we were very much against that. And then I feel like now that the Republicans are trying to do it, people who were mad at the Democrats for trying to do it are in full support of it in this case. I think the filibuster is necessary. It was put in place not by our founding fathers, but I think it was, I'm trying to remember specifically
Senate
when
rules,
it was,
yeah.
But
uh-huh.
It's there for a reason. It's been implemented to make sure that it's not just a simple majority rule. They have to do the 60 vote cloture, right? To make sure, it's not, I don't think that's smart to do. Whether the Republicans are doing it or the Democrats.
Here's why I support it now. I don't think it's a good idea, but you have to look at who's in the Democratic Party. The next time they gain control of that, it won't be Chuck Schumer in charge. It's going to be Spartacus, or Elizabeth Warren will be the Senate Majority Leader. And the first thing they'll do is end the filibuster so they can pass whatever they want. So knowing that that's going to happen anyway, the Republicans might as well go ahead and do it, which is the only reason I support it right now, because it's coming. And I'd rather Republicans get some good things done before the crazy Democrats take over and try to turn us into Russia light, because that's just around the corner. All right, quick break here. When we get back, we're going to talk more about these SNAP benefits and the fact that, guess what? A lot of people are about to get kicked off of it, and some of them aren't happy. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, here's a little bit of breaking news. At least it was for me. But this actually came out last night, apparently. According to Senator Nick Schroer from the Missouri Freedom Caucus, Justin Sparks, the Missouri state representative, has resigned
what?
His position with as a state rep, and he's going to go to work for the Trump administration in the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is big news.
It does not say here specifically what he will be doing. It's just that he's going to be going to Washington to work for the Trump administration in Homeland Security. And of course, he was in the field of law enforcement already, and now federally he's going to be working for Homeland Security. And congratulations to Justin Sparks.
Well, lost, though, for the state legislature.
Yeah, I would agree. A strong conservative voice. In fact, he ran for speaker last year, and he pissed off a lot of House members when he did that. They were all mad because of the way he did it. But the way he did it was kind of brilliant because it exposed the backdoor deals that happen in Jeff City all the time. And let's face it, you know, the establishment down there doesn't like the curtains to be opened very often. These things are planned out well in advance. You go around and you caucus and you try to gain support for this and that. And inevitably, the person that rises with rare exception to the House Speaker position is not a conservative or not truly a conservative in name only. Same with the Senate leadership. And often, so Justin challenged that last year, ran for the Senate or the House speakership, didn't win. John Patterson already had it in the bag for months at that point. And now Patterson's resigning or his term is up and he's going to become a member of the establishment on the Senate side, where he'll probably eventually be the Senate majority leader. So we'll see what happens. I'm a little bitter with Patterson because he's never agreed to come on this show.
I wonder why. Worried you'll ask him tough questions?
Why. Every time when he first got elected to that position, I invited him on and they kept pushing us off on some underling. And I'm like, no, I don't want the majority whip. I want the speaker. I want the House Speaker on here to talk about this. And he never would come through for me. So I was not impressed by that. But anyway, congratulations to Justin Sparks for his new job with the Department of Homeland Security. Good for him. Nice guy. All right. So I mentioned this earlier, SNAP benefits. It became a hot topic during the shutdown, Kim, because the Democrats pushed it so far by pushing it to 41 days that we were into the second month and there wasn't enough money to fund food stamps. And of course, when you're feeding the mice for free and suddenly the food stops, there are riots and people are mad and people are threatening to rob you. And you better give me my benefits that they get for free from the federal government that everybody else pays for. But that kind of exposed that a little bit, but it also pointed out how this system is taken advantage of and how the Democrats over the years and certainly through COVID added to the number of people getting SNAP benefits and raising your ability to get them to, you know, 100% of poverty level or 400% of the poverty level or whatever the numbers were. They just kept going up. And now the Trump administration is enacting some reforms. Fox News started to cover this. They go out and they find this guy on the street who's mad that he's about to be cut off SNAP. Listen to why.
Fox News poll shows 76% of voters.
That would be the wrong one that I hit here. Hold on. Here we go.
That's some bull.
Nelson Scott is on the verge of losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. He is 38, not disabled, doesn't have any kids, doesn't go to school, and doesn't have a job. Those are just some of the reasons he's no longer eligible for SNAP benefits.
How much did SNAP help you?
It helped me a lot. You got to get $292 a month.
So this guy's 38 years old, doesn't have a job, he's not disabled, doesn't have any kids, and he just won't work. And he's getting $240 a month in SNAP benefits. Now, that's not a lot, but why is he getting any money if he's physically capable of working? You know what his excuse is? he's a convicted felon.
Oh, no.
And because of that, it's hard for him to get a job.
Poor guy.
Nobody wants to hire him.
That's a bummer and shocking that no one wants to hire him.
So it's just the beginning of what's going on with these snap cuts.
The U.S. Listen. Department of Agriculture crackdown is led by President Trump, who signed the One Big Beautiful Bill into law in July. The government shutdown stalled the November 1st deadline for implementation. However, these changes are still coming up.
We help.
Signe Anderson is a senior director of nutrition advocacy with the Tennessee Justice Center.
Because of rules like this, we can see individuals that are going to be forced to skip meals.
She points out senior citizens and children between the age of 15 and 18 will be most impacted. Rick Williams is a conservative political analyst.
A 15 or 16-year-old can take care of themselves at home while you go work. There's no reason you can't be working. There are plenty of jobs out there.
Scott tells me, as a convicted felon, getting a job.
See, that, now they're back to that Scott guy. He said he's blaming it on his felony conviction.
Well, maybe just don't commit crimes.
Well, I mean, that's it's probably a little late for him at this point. But still, get a job. We shouldn't be supporting you. It's about time for some snap reform. It's coming, baby. I'm very excited about that. Coming up, we'll get to Tom Ackerman. Stay tuned.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us. Hey, aren't you glad to see Kim St. Ange back in here today?
Oh my gosh, it's great to see Mom back. Awesome stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd say I'm rested, but I'm really not.
I remember, but you're not.
I remember Erica was a great sleeper. Audrey was not.
No.
And then they went in reverse. Then Audrey became like we, you know, couldn't get her up.
Well, I asked my 2-year-old yesterday. We tried to go for a walk. So I tried to get him up from a nap a little bit earlier. And I said, oh, buddy, you want to go for a walk? And he said, I tired. Go away. That's what my 2-year-old told me yesterday.
Yeah, so is Mom.
Are you 2 or are you 16?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's right. It is the best. Now the girls are 19 and almost 15. And it does. It gets better every single year. I mean, it's just amazing to watch them grow up. Incredible. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So happy for you. Great to have you back, though.
Thank you. Good to be
back. There's a lot to discuss, isn't there? I mean, she
was talking about her Mizzou Tigers. And
I watched the game.
She was calling for a quarterback change in the second half.
Let me just say this really fast. Perbula, when he was hurt, I'm like, oh my gosh. Zollers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go. This is going to be terrible. I thought he did really well that first game that he played. And then when Prabula came back over the weekend, I'm thinking, maybe he's actually not the best guy for quarterback.
Yeah, and it's a shame because like the rehab and return for Prabula is admirable. It's amazing what he did, how fast he came back from what was a severe injury. But to be honest, that is the issue, is the Mizzou passing game. And it's not all him. It is also play calling and it's protection. They don't give him enough protection. The guy's running for his life. I don't think they call a game conducive to good flow offensively. You know, the running game is really strong, and when it fails, they, you know, go to the air and make these ill-advised passes. I'd love to see more of a balance of a short passing game, running game, move the chains, because their defense is so good. I mean, their defense is top tier SEC caliber. I thought that the game was actually lost. I hate to pin it on one moment, but you're dominating the football game. I mean, the first series, I want to say, was 14-play drive for Missouri, maybe even a 16-play drive, and it ends up in a field goal, and that's fine. I mean, you've chewed up all that time off the clock. Then they get the ball back. Oklahoma goes three and out, if I recall. Missouri gets the ball back. Second quarter, they're up 3-0. Here they go again. They're driving on them. They get it down to the 17-yard line. It's 4th-and-3, and Drinkwitz goes for a field goal. And I thought, I don't know, man. I mean, you've been dominating this game. You need 3 yards. If you don't get it, it's a 3-point game, and your defense is playing so well, you win this field position game. He goes for the field goal instead. It's a bad kicking game. We all know that. Missouri's special teams are not good, and Oklahoma's are exceptional. They block the kick. They recover it and hit on an 87-yard touchdown after that, and the game suddenly flipped very quickly. It was now 7-3, and things started to fall apart. I think it's a waste of really good running backs, really good receivers, and a passing game that's just not there. And it's really a shame the kicking game's not
very good. Well, you have Ahmad Hardy, who's amazing.
Yeah, Ahmad Hardy's a great one. You know, Oklahoma started to figure out what they were doing in some of their runs where they try to gain an edge. Oklahoma was overflowing on that side, you know, flooding the area and getting good gap pressure and all that stuff. So it was tough. I mean, it's hard. It was a disappointing loss for Missouri. I thought Illinois' loss was way worse. I mean, that's embarrassing to go up to Wisconsin and lose 27-10. But both teams are irrelevant to the college football playoff discussion. I mean, both teams have 4 losses. They're no longer part of it. I think that both teams are built to be successful in the future. The question is how successful. And I think it's fair to ask. We don't know for sure who Missouri's coach is going to be next year. Is Drinkwitz going to go somewhere else or will he stay? But for Brett Bielema and for Mizzou, Illinois and Mizzou, how do you become great? I mean, do you just want to be an 8-win, 9-win type program, or do you want to be great? So they need to review that and figure that out.
I was speaking of the college football playoffs. I don't know which. Maybe it was the Mizzou game. They put up a graphic showing right then, if the playoffs were held right then, what the field would look like, and showed Indiana at the bottom right of the 4 teams, and playing into them was the Oregon game. I'm like, whoever did that, shame on them. Because you already beat Oregon at Oregon. You shouldn't have to play them again in the playoffs. They should have to play somebody else.
I think they'd have to get past Alabama.
Well, that's
to
true.
Get to us.
That's true.
It's fine. Whatever. I mean,
whatever.
You know,
you're feeling so good about them now.
I feel good. Oregon would be fine with me. Oh. But what Indiana fans want is Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. I had a Mizzou fan stop me actually at an event about a month ago and said, hey, I got a question for you. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He said, Indiana, let's say they go into the Big Ten Championship undefeated. That would mean 12-0. They don't really need it. They'd still be in the playoffs. Might even get a bye. Definitely would get a home game. So they play Ohio State. Why don't they just rest their starters and take it easy and get ready for the playoffs? I'm like, dude.
And take the L?
Do you have any idea how far we've come? You
know, beat Ohio State.
You know Kurt Cignetti by now?
Yeah.
He is on a mission. I mean, Indiana, we cannot wait to play Ohio State and do all that we can to win that game and win the Big Ten title and go flying into the playoffs with tons of momentum being the number one team in the country. That would be ideal. That's everything they want.
That's right.
Indiana needs to get healthy. They're a little banged up right now, but they look great. Purdue this weekend, and then – see what happens after that. Who knows? It's really exciting.
So it's Purdue and then the Big Ten Championship,
yes,
right?
So yeah, Indiana's at Purdue left. This Friday night on NBC.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Friday
wow.
night, NBC, Indiana at Purdue.
You know, when I went on maternity leave, I was still talking Cardinals, and obviously that's long over, and now we're talking Blues, but I hear that they're not doing so hot.
The Blues are not doing well. I mean, they don't look very good. I mean, the big problem, surprisingly, has been goaltending, keeping the puck out of the net. Defensemen haven't been good either. But Binnington, when he plays great, can bail them out of situations. He had 30 saves on Saturday in the win over the Islanders. They play the Rangers tonight. It's a team that has shown a lack of effort, which is inexcusable. And that I thought against Vegas two Saturdays ago was an embarrassment where they said that, you know, they were on autopilot for part of the game. That's what Justin Falk said. That can't happen. I mean, this is the NHL. So they're looking a little bit better here recently. But stringing together wins, you're going to have to get great goaltending. And obviously their younger players, have been exceptional. Snuggerud, Dvorsky. It's the veteran players. Where's Pavel Buchnevich? Where are these guys? You know, the veteran players have got to show up and be there for this team. Are they still dealing with a lot of time on the calendar? Yeah, but they've dug themselves a huge hole. I mean, you can't just expect every year for them to just rip off 10 wins in a row and miraculously make the playoffs. So not a great hockey team, but I still will pay attention and still hope they can turn it around.
So, Tom, you excited for Guns N' Roses?
I am.
Yes.
I'm very excited for Guns N' Roses. That'll be happening on Wednesday on Fox 2 and on this station.
Right.
Do you know Mark's an announcer?
I will be back as play-by-play. Okay. We have a great group. This is my fifth year. It's been a great run. Chris Pronger will be in the booth with us. Jesse Finney, former fighter and one of the executives on Guns N' Roses, will be in the booth with us. Jasmine Huda and Laura Simon from Fox 2 will be doing interviews on the floor, and then ringside reporter Julie Tristan back once again. So it's a great crew.
And I'll be in the ring for the pre-TV bouts.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing what Pronger's done in the past, interviewing the boxers when they're
on
done,
radio
when they win.
Oh, we're that's just, awesome.
No. In the stadium.
Oh, for the stadium.
Before TV starts at 6:30.
Mark.
I'll be in the ring.
That's awesome.
And then I'll be wearing a tux, and I'll be sitting ringside for all the matches, because he said I'll have the best seat in the house.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
The question is, can he get there in the ring with
my
six
broken ribs? I can.
It's hard.
How do you finagle that?
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
You might need some help. You might need somebody to pull you in there. That's awesome. No, it'll be a great night. Great night. I always look forward to it. Great energy in the crowd. A little different this year in that they're fighting first responders from Kansas City as part of that, a little St. Louis-Kansas City rivalry. This event's starting to get some eyes from around the country. I think it's growing. It's crazy. And that they spend a lot on the production. This is like the crew that I'm working with is the crew that gives you Cardinals games. I mean, it's an awesome crew, live on Fox 2, production, cameras everywhere. I've already gone through the rundown of what fans are going to see inside the arena. They're going to be blown away.
Can we get
away.
A hint?
Blown
is there
away.
Something different? Last year it was the Grinch and Max came down from the ceiling. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, they always have fun. They always have a little something. They keep some stuff as surprises, so we'll just leave it at that. But it's a great night. Sells out, and I do believe the most beer consumed in one evening.
Probably.
They say that's the night to go out, right? Yeah, the night before Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Also the safest place to be
in
America.
If you have a heart attack or anything like that, paramedics
no doubt.
Everywhere you
so
turn.
Thank you to our first responders. It's going to be a great night before Thanksgiving.
All right, Tom, thanks.
All right, guys, thank you.
We'll see you Wednesday.
See ya.
All right, I'll see you Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, we're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
It sounds like you both know in terms of $2,000 checks going to individuals.
We can't afford it. I wish you're in a position to return the American public their money, but we're not. We'll have at least a $2 trillion deficit this year. Again, that compares to prior to the pandemic. Yeah. You know, President Trump had deficits. He's running about $800 billion. Obama, his last 4 years, $550 billion a year. Now we're $2 trillion? Completely unacceptable. We have to start focusing on that and doing something about it.
Yeah. Ron Johnson, the senator there, I could not agree with him more. Everybody's focused on $2,000 tariff rebate checks. And, how selfish. I'm sorry. I don't want that money back.
The tariff thing is stupid. The whole point of that was to generate revenue to pay off the ridiculous amount of debt that we've accumulated here in the United States.
So
why are we then
away at it. Yeah.
That's the only thing that bothers me is it seems as though they're just doing it ahead of the primary to be like, hey, vote for me. Trust me, I do not want this to go blue for the primary, but it's just stupid to take that money that we've gotten back.
It seems like pandering a little bit. If we've really got that kind of a surplus, let's apply it to the debt. I mean, why would we be doing what we're doing? I had the folks on from Heritage the other day, and of course, they're not a big fans of tariffs to begin with. You got that impression from listening to their expert there in their economics department. But I think it's been an effective negotiating tool. I hope the Supreme Court sees it the same way and leaves the president with the ability to do that. It's pretty simple. I mean, if you're charging me $10 to come to your house and I don't charge you anything to come to my house, I'm probably not coming to your house very much, but you're going to spend all your time over at my house.
Mm-hmm.
But if I start charging you $10, then we understand there's a little parity there. Mm-hmm. And maybe someday we both agree, well, if you'll drop your $10 charge, I'll drop mine. And then we can just travel freely. Tariffs should work the same way. I don't know why they don't. They haven't in a long time, but the president's working on that. And what I don't want is him to start sending out checks. Let's save our money,
yeah.
Right? Let's save our money. It's what happened during COVID. Everybody got all that free money and bought 60-inch televisions with it instead of putting it in the bank.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. If you just give someone a fish instead of teaching them how to fish, they're not going to use it effectively. And that's the problem with all these government handouts is you're trying to give people a leg up, which in some cases I wholeheartedly support that. I think that's necessary. The issue then is that you keep doing that and you don't ever say, hey, look, we've been helping you out for X amount of time. It's time for you to step up, get a job and be able to support yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a video on my back porch this weekend and I've looked this morning and it's had 20,000 views. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm happy about it because the primary reason I did it is that to remind people of the Responder Rescue ATF raffle, which we picked the winners on Wednesday. And you've still got plenty of time to buy some tickets to this. I really need to sell more. We're way behind where we were a year ago. And if you could please buy some, I would appreciate it. They're only $1 a piece. Minimum purchase of $10. So you're going to get 10 tickets for $10. If you spend $25, you get bonus tickets. You spend $50, you get more bonus tickets. If after you buy your tickets, you share it on social media and you get bonus tickets, and anybody who buys it using your link gets bonus tickets. So we're doing our best to raise as much money as we can for Responder Rescue. Kim, on Friday we had the police officer on who had to have life-saving surgery 3 years ago, and Responder Rescue chipped in and covered what her insurance company wouldn't. And it's changed her life. Mm. She's pregnant. She's doing I think, in the spring. And it was just a great story. So if you can help them out, please do it. I was showing off that bottle of Pappy Van Winkle that I had.
What's that worth again?
About $1,000.
Wow.
Probably. Just that one bottle. And then I've got all these other bottles. Weller 12, which is hard to get. Was donated by my friend Carl. I've got a Blanton's. I've got a bunch of great bourbons for you, Weller Antique 107. And then there's Gunlock Bunchu Wines, donated by the folks over at Lore Wine and Spirits. And there's Sugarland Moonshine, and there's Spiced Bay Rum. I mean, it's going to fill up a liquor cabinet, just the bourbon prize. And then there's the Lit Cigar prize. It's worth $1,000. And then there's the gun from the range. It's worth $500. Three winners announced Wednesday. Text Responder to 33100. Sends it right to your phone. You can just click on it. Makes it really easy to buy tickets. That's the easiest way to do that. And the person that spends the most this year, little kicker, this got added last week, gets to go to dinner with the Twister. Tony Twist, blues legend and veteran, has agreed to go out to dinner with the winner who spends the most money, because they're going to be a winner whether they win one of the prizes or not. And I'll go along, and my friends from Responder Rescue. So
you can
it should
pick
be a good time.
Anything from the dollar menu at McDonald's for that dinner,
yeah,
right?
For that
White
dinner.
White Castle, one of the two.
Text Responder to 33100. Kim, welcome back.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.